You likely know that driving on forest roads is not like driving on the highway. Ontario's forest roads are rugged and unpredictable. These roads are rough, with sharp turns, wildlife, and large trucks. They often don't have emergency services or cell phone coverage and have different challenges to regular highways, according to a news release from Workplace Safety North, WSN. Every year there are severe and fatal accidents on Ontario's forest roads, says Chris Ceratori, Health and Safety Services Director at WSN. Due to remote northern Ontario bush locations, it can take hours for help to arrive. In 2020, Ontario reported 15 snowmobile-related deaths and 168 injuries both on and off highway. While the data doesn't focus specifically on forest roads, snowmobiles, ATVs, and other recreational vehicles often use these routes. WSN was asked by Northern Forest companies to help raise awareness with people who often use these roads for recreation. Some people using forest roads are visitors from southern Ontario and they're completely unfamiliar with the amount of logging activity happening. Drivers need to slow down, stay alert, and expect the unexpected. Common mistakes that can turn dangerous. Speeding. Forest roads demand slower speeds. Loose gravel, narrow turns, and poor visibility make speeding a recipe for disaster. Even a small skid can send your vehicle into the trees or over a steep edge. Drive with caution, adjusting your speed to road conditions. Distracted driving. Skip eating or texting while driving. Wildlife and forestry vehicles demand full attention. Fatigue is also a big concern on forest roads, especially after long hours. Stay alert and save the snacks and scrolling for later. Impairment. Alcohol, drugs, or fatigue dull reflexes, don't risk it. With narrow passages, limited traction, and unexpected obstacles, sharp reflexes are essential. Skipping the seatbelt. You might feel tempted to forego a seatbelt when you're just taking it slow on these rough roads. But unpredictable surfaces and sudden stops mean that seatbelts are as essential in the forest as they are on the highway. Relying only on radio communications. Radio communication is crucial, but it can't replace vigilance. Radios are essential for hearing other drivers' locations, but they won't always alert you to sudden obstacles or wildlife. Stopping in the wrong place. It's tempting to pull over and admire a great view or snap a photo of wildlife, but doing so on a bridge, a curve, or a narrow stretch of road is dangerous. Pull over in wide, visible areas, not on curves or bridges. Accidents on forest roads are more dangerous than on highways, says Ceratori. Emergency services can take hours to arrive, and poor cell service makes calling for help difficult. Vehicles involved in crashes can catch fire, posing risks to occupants and the environment. If you're driving alone, an emergency kit and survival supplies are a must. Forest roads differ significantly from provincial highways, says Ceratori. Many people expect similar conditions, but they're in for a surprise. Here's what makes forest roads so unique. Washboard surfaces and large rocks. You'll encounter surfaces that can jolt your vehicle or make it skid, so prepare to grip the wheel tightly. Soft shoulders and washouts. Some forest roads have shoulders that are soft or eroded. Avoid getting too close to the edge, as it can give way. Wildlife and road users. From moose to logging trucks, you'll encounter many unexpected road users. Drive carefully, as these encounters can happen without warning. Dust, snow, and mud. Conditions change quickly, especially with Canada's unpredictable weather. Be ready for limited visibility, slippery conditions, and even snow in unexpected places. Whether you're a logging truck driver, a forestry worker, or a weekend explorer, we all share the goal of getting home safely, says Ceratori. Forest roads offer some of Ontario's most beautiful landscapes, but these roads demand respect, caution, and teamwork from everyone who uses them.